moyo wangu ukae kimya. Amen.
Hello. Now it is time for message from Tanzania, where Ayob, a young pastor, shares his Christ-driven message with you. His hope is the fire of God will fall on you and encourage you.
Praise God. This is 92.3 FM radio. You are with Pastor Kenneth from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, a young pastor. I love you all. It's my pleasure talking to you, and I pray all is well with you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, may the divine favor be upon your life. Acceptance. Yes. In the name of Jesus, I stand against with every darkness forces. In the name of Jesus, every words of either negativity words of either by definition or manipulation of darkness, I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. This is 92.3. I please request for your support in this radio station. Your support is the key master of success for us ministers to spread the word all over the nation, to reach for those who are interior part in the name of Jesus. We have been sent to send the word in the name of Jesus. Connected to correct in the name of Jesus. Connected to correct in the name of Jesus. A prophet come to decree and declare. A prophet come to reverse every negativity words. A prophet come to change your entire season. A prophet come to change your life in the name of Jesus. So we are going to see how do I know if God has answered my prayer or not. This is the sermon of today. How do I know if God answered my prayer or not? Then how do I know if God is speaking to me in the name of Jesus? There are so many signs that show me how much God loves us. There are so many ways He's trying to tell us something. The Bible says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. It comes from Jeremiah 33:3. The Holy Spirit is an active guide in our daily lives. The Lord speaks to us through many means, the Bible, prayer, and the nature. The things we see and we feel, however, we must be sensitivity enough to hear His voice. We should always ask ourselves that we know deep inside is correct or incorrect before acting on a prompting. God will not strike us down with a lightning bolt or with an answer in our ear. Instead, when the Lord speaks, He will prompt us to do something that feels right. How to get an answer from God? How to get an answer from God? Seek confirmation through the Bible. Are you a good believer, a born-again Christian, a minister of today in the church? You have to seek confirmation through the Bible. Because the Bible, it is our guided book. And all things of this world are there in the Bible. All our answers that we seek are there in the Bible. All what we request are there in the Bible. So whenever you pray, after your prayer, after finishing your routines of praying concerning a demanded issue, you please, and I please you, seek confirmation from the Bible. Because the Bible It will tell you what to do, and it will instruct you what to do, and it will give you the answer of your prayer. As I said before, that the Lord can speak through Bible and other means. In Jesus' mighty name, may God help you to achieve that one. Number two, make sure what you are asking for is God's will, in the name of Jesus. A lot of believers, a lot of Christians, ministers of today's, pastor prophets, oh, in Jesus' name, they have been doubting that God is not answering their prayers. They have been doubting themselves that they are praying much, but no results, no outcomes. And I pray in the name of Jesus, it shall not be your portion. The spirit of delay shall not be your portion. I say delay but not denied. You will delay, but you won't be denied to receive your gift in the name of Jesus. And here you have to be very careful with it. When you pray, be very careful. What you are asking, it is God's will. Because when things that you are asking to God, it is God's will, means that you will receive the answer on time. Because God has permitted it from the heavenly kingdom. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Because it has got the permission from God. In the name of Jesus. Because it's God's will. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. But when you pray for something which is not God's will, you won't see the results. You won't see the results. And you will keep blaming on yourself that God has forgotten you. You will keep blaming that God has forgotten you. You will keep blaming, doubting that God has not remembered you. In the name of Jesus. Number three, pray for wisdom. As we see, a lot of ministers in the Bible were praying for wisdom, because wisdom will enable you to determine how far you are going, how far you are focusing, how far you can manage, you can handle the situation. This all comes from the wisdom. When you have a wisdom of God in your mind, you will have a wisdom, the capacity of handling things, the capacity of praying, the capacity and measurements of praying, the capacity of measurements and attitude of seeking the kingdom of God. Because when you have the righteousness and king plus the kingdom of God, it will enable you to pursue your focus, your plans, and your dreams in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus, may the Lord God of heaven grant you the wisdom to accept the righteousness in the name of Jesus. Number four, consult with spiritual mature people. When you see that you are going so far, you are going ahead, praying every day, each and every time, each and every moment, you are keeping the prayer in the presence of God, but you still, there is a place, there is a stagnation. You still see there is a moment, there is a stagnation, there is a burden in the name of Jesus. You have to seek for the spiritual mature people. Seek for the spiritual leader. Seek for the pastor, for the elders in the church, in the name of Jesus, so that they can help you. They can help you to pray together. They can help you to act as a prayer partner in the name of Jesus. They can help you, in fact, of counseling. They can counsel on how you can do things, on how you can end things in the name of Jesus. And I pray, may the Lord of heaven grant you such a favor, grant you such a wisdom, grant you such a mind, such a confidence of seeking up to them in the name of Jesus. Number five, prepare your heart to receive his answer. When you are always praying to God, but you don't believe, because believing it is the situation and the circumstance of preparing the environment for you to receive your prayer. But when you always pray and you don't believe for such a things to happen, you won't see the results, you won't see the circumstance, you won't see the outcomes in your life. You won't see the outcomes of the prayer. in the name of Jesus. So in order for you to see the outcomes, the results, you must be able to determine the spiritual face of your heart. And you must prepare the environment to receive the answer in the name of Jesus. To receive the answer of your prayer. I feel I'm talking to somebody in the name of Jesus. I feel to this moment, I'm talking with the life of someone in the name of Jesus. I see that the God is sending me to somebody in the name of Jesus. This is 92.3 FM radio. Remind you, you are Pastor Yub Kenneth from the Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Please, in any circumstance, any issue, prayer, request, comfort me with the information which you have been given through the 92.3 radio station. And the God will enable you in the name of Jesus. Number 6, search your heart for whatever hinders you from hearing God in the name of Jesus. You know, in our life, there are a lot of things. There are a lot of circumstances, a lot of issues. We are doing it, we are doing them, and they are coming as an hindrance that can hinder us from hearing the voice of God. And when you fail, and when you fail to hear the voice of God in your life, means that you fail also, and you also be denied, or you will delay to receive your answer, because God speaks with people, and the voice of God, it is always consult and direct us on how to do, what to do, what to focus to, in the name of Jesus. So you must be very careful to trap the voice of God in your life. And I pray in the name of Jesus, may the mass of God locate you. May the mass of God locate you in the name of Jesus. May the God grant you the favor, the authority to trap his voice in the name of Jesus. To hear his voice in the name of Jesus. La prokasata laba siketerebo. Number 7. Do not insist on what you want. Do not manipulate God. Do not enforce God of what you want. Because sometimes what you want, it can not be 100% is what you require in the name of Jesus. Sometimes the human desire is not the God's desire and not God's purpose on your life. You can be enforce yourself. You can be feel yourself that you need for something. But in fact of spiritual eyes, when God look in your life, when God sees deep in your life, deep in your body, deep in your heart, directly God is realizing what you are asking for is not what you are demanding for in the name of Jesus. So you must be very, very careful on what you want and what God is want for you in your life in the name of Jesus. So you do not insist on what you want, but you have to insist on what God is want and what God is allowing in your life in the name of Jesus. 8. Go for prayer and fasting. Fasting prayer is the major dimension, major area where we can seek our answer, where we can seek the kingdom of God, where we can seek the righteousness of God, where we can be closer to hear the voice of God, where we can be closer to the kingdom of God. And that is why the major and the great ministers of this world have an attitude of fasting prayer in the name of Jesus. So I pray and I request you, dear brother, sister, where are you in the name of Jesus? The distance is not the barrier. Obey what God has told me to tell you today in the name of Jesus. Be with an attitude of fasting and praying. Because the attitude of fasting and praying will keep you closer to the kingdom of God, closer to the body of Christ, closer to the ear, to the voice of God, closer to the presence of God. And when you will be with the presence of God at all the time, you means that you will be able to receive what God has intended in your life. In the name of Jesus. Number 8. Patiently waiting for God's timetable. The God is always there. The God is yesterday, today, and tomorrow in the name of Jesus. So sometimes what we are asking now, it can either be for the future. I repeat, sometimes what we are asking now, it can either be good for the future event or not for the event that we have. So when you have a patiently wait for God's timetable, means that you will be able to receive God's time. Here I'm talking about God's time and not human timing in the name of Jesus. There is a time of God in your life. So I pray and I request you in the name of Jesus, allow for God's time in your life in the name of Jesus. Be sensitive to the voice of God. You may not hear him with your ears, but God can indeed speak to you. In fact, he talks to you every day. Whenever you have to decide between right and wrong, he speaks. Whenever you need guidance and wisdom, he also speaks. God also speaks whenever you need strength and comfort. To hear God, you must keep your heart pure, repent, and ask forgiveness for your sin. Do your best to live a life according to his word. Moreover, you have to draw closer to him daily, internationally, intentionally. Moreover, you have to draw close to him daily, intentionally, in the name of Jesus. May it be your portion in the name of Jesus. Remind you, you are listening on 92.3 FM radio. This is Pastor Ayub Kenneth. Please, I request for your support. Support in my ministry. Support in 92.3 FM radio. God bless you. I love you all. The distance is not the barrier. The presence of God is there everywhere. God bless you. Connect to collect. Connect to collect. Connect to collect.
We hope that you were enriched by Ayub's message, and he encourages you to share this message with family and friends. To contact Ayub, you can email him on ayoubkennny98@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp him through his mobile number, that is +255 655 947 190, for prayers and support.